Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the By Yahweh's Design Conference Call for the 8th day of December, year 2021. I am Commander Dan, your host and chairman for this meeting of the House of Jacob Israel. The agenda for today's call is open forum, and we do dedicate this call to our Heavenly Father Yahweh, who is the great I Am. We also dedicate this call to His holy remnant, who are the believing sons and daughters of Jacob, who was later named Israel. Today, these people are known as the Caucasian or the true Israelite peoples of the world. Hallelujah, which means all praise Yah or Yahweh in ancient or paleo Hebrew. To my Welsh kinsmen across the ocean, Shumai, and welcome to the program. Kumri Ambit. Callers will be welcome. We do ask, of course, that you be courteous to other people who might be on the call at the same time, and also be careful of language, as we do have a mixed audience. And we do understand at times, especially in passionate times such as we are in today, that people will occasionally use language that is somewhat colorful, and that's okay. We are in the question and answer mode, which means everybody is muted when they come into the call until such time as you indicate you wish to speak, and then I will answer those as they show up in the queue in the order that they come in. Our website is www.pastordan.net, and again, that's pastordan.net, and Pastor Dan is all together, no spaces, no special characters. The Daily Mail page is where we put pertinent information about what's going on a day-to-day basis. And we also have changed the home page, which is the first page of the website, to include information on how to contact us. And also, if you wish to help us with the donation, how to do that. The other page that's there for you to use is called Contact Us, and that's you put a message into there and it will get sent to me. And then I will answer your question. Mais pour en français, bienvenue à l'appel. That's our French-speaking cousins. Basically, it says, welcome cousins, French cousins, welcome to the call. Amis parientes españoles, bienvenidos a la llamada. Of course, that's our Spanish-speaking folks. And zu meinen deutschen Verwandten, willkommen beim Anruf. And that's our German-speaking cousins. There's an old adage that goes, everything is going wrong just right. For the folks that are a little older, like myself, that grew up learning identity from guys like Pastor Pete Peters out there in Colorado, he used to talk about this adage quite a bit. Everything is going wrong just right. And what did he mean by that? All of the things that are going wrong are causing our people to finally wake up, because you have to literally hit an Israelite right over the head with a 2x4 to get their attention. We have hard heads. We are stubborn, stiff-necked, self-righteous, somewhat narcissistic. And he said we were like sheep. So we're not only stubborn, but we're docile like sheep. We tend to follow, except for our leaders, of course. And that's been part of the problem with the white race in the last probably 100 years. We haven't had much to call leaders for our people. Fathers have been leaving the home. It's not all their fault. Women have made their life difficult. The society's made their life difficult. They're turning the children loose on us. So that makes their life difficult. So it's not just the men not wanting to do their responsibility. It's, you know, there's three verses in the Bible that talk about a contentious woman. And the one verse I can remember is out of Proverbs, and it says, it is better to live in the desert alone than with a contentious wife. Okay, or you could just even say a contentious woman. So right there in your scripture, it is better that a man live in the desert alone than with a contentious woman. Let that sink in, folks. I've lived that verse more than once. A contentious woman can literally drive you insane. They can make your life miserable. Now, contentious men or cucks or soy boys can drive a woman crazy. But this program was dedicated to the lions, meaning the white men that were trying to wake up from the beginning. So our primary focus is not only to teach our people the identity message, but it was a secondary purpose was to wake the lions up. And if you're not a lion yet, then to teach the men how to be lions instead of sheep, being led to the slaughter, which is exactly what's happening today. We're going to go to John chapter 14, verse 6. Yahshua said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Salvation is of Yahshua HaMashiach. No one comes to the Father except through me, for I am the way, meaning the path, the truth, and the life. Why is that? Because Christ told the truth about everything. He told the truth about the Jews, and that's why they orchestrated his fake trial and his murder. Okay? The blood of Yahshua, the Messiah, is on the hands of the Jews. And if you sit there and say, well, Dan, you can't say that, then I want you to take that book you call the Bible off your shelf, put it in the trash can, and set it on fire, because you don't believe what's in it. It says so right in there. The Jews orchestrated his murder. And they even bragged that his blood would be upon them and their posterity. And so it is. That's why they are a cursed people. Rule from the beginning. Just as Cain was cursed for his murder, they are a cursed people upon the earth. That's why they've been vagabonds their whole existence. It's right there in Scripture. You just have to read it, because your preacher in that whitewashed sepulcher called a church will never tell you the truth. He's no different than these shucksters and shysters in lab coats with stethoscopes around their neck, trying to tell you that there's a virus and a pandemic and that you need to put a poison into your body. They're the same kind of people. They have no conscience. They do not love the truth. They simply obey orders in order to keep their jobs, keep their homes, keep their fancy cars, keep their pensions, whatever. They are bought and paid for whores, prostitutes, who will do whatever the Satanists, the Bolshevik Jews will tell them in order to keep all that. So you're not going to learn the truth from your pastor, preacher, priest in that whitewashed sepulcher. No different than in that thing you call a public school. Are you going to learn anything about the truth of this world? Not going to happen. Or in that den of socialism, Bolshevik communism called a university or college. If you're going there to learn the truth, you're an idiot. Sorry, you can get a degree. They'll be glad to give you a degree, because all you got to do is pay them. Just like high schools. They'll give you a diploma and say you graduated high school. That's their goal. Even one of my sons, actually, when he was in school, should not have passed. He shouldn't have got a diploma. At that time, settled down now, but back then he was a juvenile delinquent, flunking almost every course he had. Should he have graduated with his classmates? Hell no, he shouldn't have. But you see, then they don't get the funding if they don't have a good record of graduation. You see, it's all about the money, just as the script says. The root of all evil is the love, lusting, longing for, selling your soul out for money, materialism. Our people are showing it so much today, it's sickening. So John 14:6 tells us Yeshua said that. And then we can go over to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 11. Now, there's a bunch of verses that talk about strong delusions. And here in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, for this cause, Yahweh God will give them up to the power of deceit, is this translation. Most translations put in here, a strong delusion, or just delusion, and they will put their faith in what is false. What is false? The World English Bible says, because of this, Yahweh sends them a working of error that they should believe a lie. The scriptures, which come out of South Africa, and for this reason, Elohim, God, sends them a working of delusion for them to believe the falsehood. The falsehood. Or a lie. It refers to some verses such as John chapter 9, verse 39. And Yeshua said, for judgment I have come into this world, that those not seeing might see, and those seeing might become blind. Judgment. It also talks here about Romans, a reference to Romans chapter 1, starting at verse 24. Therefore, Elohim God gave them up to uncleanness in the lust of their hearts to disrespect their bodies among themselves, who changed the truth of Elohim God into the falsehood and worshiped and served what was created rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Worshipping the created, such as government, church, organized church, centralized church, corporations, television, celebrities, sports figures, they worship it all. Now, the interesting thing I found doing a word study, and again, I'm going to recommend the free program online called eSword if you want to do word studies. You can't beat the program. It's free. Now, you can send a donation to help them out, which I do, but if you can't afford it, it's free. It's got a whole lot of tools for you to seek out the truth. Now, here's an interesting truth. In the verses in the Greek where it talks about the delusion, such as 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 11, it's referring to the Greek word plane, which is Strong's number 4106, plane. The definition is a wandering, a straying about. One led astray from the right way roams hither and thither. Remember he said you'd be pushed like the leaves in the wind and whatever, the trees, you're swayed by whichever way the wind blows. Okay, so one led astray from the right way. Metaphorically, mentally straying, error, wrong opinion relative to morals, error which shows itself in action. Okay, so again, a wandering, a straying about. So think about that word, plane. What do we have in English today that's very close to that? Planet. Planet. And why were those little objects up in the sky, those little dots of light called planets? Because they wander and stray about. They move. Not very much. but they do move about. They're wandering. So we attach the word planet to it. But the actual word planet is to stray and to wander off. It comes from and is related to another word, planos, in the Greek language, misleading, leading into error, corrupter, deceiver. So the very word that we name planets after is talking about deception, lies, as in the word NASA. Now, everybody says, well, that's just an anachronism, or that is an abbreviation for the National Aeronautic and Space Association. I think that's what it is. Aeronautical Association, whatever. But anyway, NASA, phonetically, though, is pronounced exactly like a Hebrew word, which means the same thing that the Greek word plane means here. So the word planet, for those little dots of light in the sky, and the federal institution that pushes the whole space program, both of them are named after Greek and Hebrew words that talk about lies and deceptions. Lies and deceptions. Plane and planos in the Greek, and NASA in the Hebrew. Now, that other Greek word, planos, is 4108. And again, it means misleading and leading into error, a vagabond, tramp, imposter, much like the word Nakash that is used for the serpent. It means the same thing, a deceiver. It's talking about a man, not a snake. You see how we're just constantly led astray with error. Error upon error upon error. And the Father told us to come out of that. Now, the verse that I really wanted to get to here, see if I wrote it down. I think it was in Romans chapter 1. And verse 24, I think. Yeah. We'll go with the Bible in basic English first to read it. For this reason, Elohim God gave them up to the evil desires of their hearts, working shame in their bodies with one another. Because by them the true word of God was changed into that which is false. And they gave worship and honor to the thing which is made, and not to him who made it. To whom be blessings forever, so be it. For this reason, Yahweh God gave them up to evil passions, and their women were changing the natural use into one which is unnatural. And in the same way, the men gave up the natural use of the woman, and were burning in their desire for one another, men doing shame with men, and getting in their bodies the right reward of their evil doing. Can you say disease, mental illness, anxiety, and all that comes along with homosexuality? You can bemoan the need for the gay community to have rights all you want, but an abomination's an abomination. You can deny the truth, but you cannot deny the consequences of denying the truth. You can't. Okay? This sick, dystopic world that we live in has us denying the truth about almost everything. But here's the problem, sheep. You can't deny the consequences of your decision to believe the lie. And we keep going back to these verses when it says he gave them up to this delusion, this plane, because they no longer love the truth. We shake our heads at how the hell can people not see what's going on today? the governments of the world are antichrists. They are monsters in shoe leather, every single one of them. They are miscreants. They are cretins. They are sociopaths. They are pedophiles. They are demented. And they are killing people. Now, I don't know about you, but my Bible is very clear what is supposed to happen to murderers. Okay, just because a murderer claims to work for a government agency or has a uniform and a badge on doesn't excuse them from committing murder. Murder is murder. Murder is the taking of an innocent life. The only time a magistrate or a person in uniform is authorized to take a life is in either defense of their own life, or if the person has been adjudicated guilty in a righteous court by a jury, not a judge, not a prosecutor, not another lawyer, but by a jury of his peers, then they have the authority to take him and execute him the way he should be. Now, when the shoe's on the other foot, when the perpetrators of murder are government officials, medical officials, police officers, and military people, what's the difference? I want somebody to call in and explain it to me. What's the difference? What is it that Yahweh is going to take his law, which requires the life of the murderer, what gives these public officials, police, and military people the right to commit murder simply because of their job? Somebody has to explain that to me, because I'm pretty simple. And when the book says that our Creator has a law that says you're not supposed to do that, and yet they do it, you tell me why they get a pass. Explain it to me. Because this simple farm boy, the way I see it, this world is a dystopia because we, the people, have not been obeying our Father. Now, interestingly, Max Egan, who used to live in Australia, he's now, I believe, in Mexico, just put out a video, and he is mad as hell. He's dropping the F-bomb left and right, and he is calling for the execution of bureaucrats and politicians because people are dying. And we've known that. Little babies are dying. Young children are dying. Athletes are dying. Soldiers are dying. Police officers are dying. We're because of them pushing this insanity. And what sent Max over the edge was a woman pulled into an intersection in Australia, got out of her car, and set herself on fire. And apparently she had left some kind of a placard or something in her car that said that she was just disgusted with what was going on, and nobody cares. Nobody cares. And so she said, I can't take it anymore. She took her life. And she made a public display of it because she was so disgusted. And this has sent Max Egan over the edge. He's just has basically declared war on the government of Australia and virtually any other government that is still promoting the lie of this COVID bullshit. And we've talked about this. We've talked about this since March of 2020. Yep, that's right. Almost 2 years ago, we said from the beginning, it was a lie, it was a hoax. Anthony Fauci is a little pipsqueak Jewish piece of shit, lying sack of shit, because he's making tons of money, him and his buddies. And the other thing a Jew loves is if he can make money while he's killing other people. Because, and again, these are words of Jewish rabbis that I'm repeating here. Okay, these are not my words. These are the words from Jewish rabbis and their holy book called the Talmud. Jews are the master race, and you and I are nothing more than cattle here to serve them. We're just beasts of burden to serve at their pleasure until such time we no longer serve a purpose, and then we are to be slaughtered just like cattle. So the only life that matters to a Jew is their own life. Now you know why our Messiah, being an Aryan, blonde-haired, blue-eyed individual, was at odds with this dark inside and out race of miscreants known as Jews. And so they orchestrated his murder to shut him up. And they're after you now. Fauci's not the only kike that's involved in this masquerade, this charade that is killing and maiming people, because it's all tied in with a complete takeover. This is the Jewish Bolshevik communist takeover of the world. That's what we're, this is only a part of it. Using artificial intelligence in the huge, like, Cray computers or quantum computers they have, they gave it the task of planning out the final takeover. Now you know why they paid our white scientists, our white engineers, and our white code writers so much money to help them develop the software and the algorithms to think this through, because Jews are dumber than rocks. And I don't care who you are. Don't hand me this bullshit that the Jews are smart people. If they were so damn smart, they wouldn't need to be parasites on the rest of us. They could figure out how to do things themselves. They can't. That's why they need the white man to do their bidding. They need the white men to trade for pieces of paper or electronic shekels, their valuable, intuitive creativity given to them by Yahweh, our Creator. Use it to create these weapons and these technologies that the Jew can turn around and use against us. If it wasn't for our helping, aiding, and abetting the Jew, none of this stuff would exist. The Jews would never have invented it. The Japanese would never have invented it. The Chinese never would have invented it. None of the other races would have invented it. And again, I'm going to tell you, go read Charles Murray's book, Human Accomplishment. Okay? And he's not even really a protagonist for the white race. But as Michael on the program said years ago when he first told us about the book, all you have to do is take a look at that book. It is an entire compilation of the accomplishments, basically, of the white race, because nobody else has accomplished shit. Now, they try to attribute some of the things that we've done to Jews and Arabs and Orientals and all this stuff. Well, you can do that, but again, if you wish to avoid the truth, you can do that, but you can't avoid the consequences. And the consequences of avoiding that truth is, once the white man has been subdued or is no longer on the planet, who do you think is going to invent everything and keep it running? Oh, artificial intelligence will do that. Robots will do that. That's what the Jew thinks. That's why they're going balls to the wall to get robotics and all that stuff going, so that the rebellious population of man particularly the white man, can be eliminated. And they'll still have the ability to create the so-called paradise for the Jew out here and keep all the cars running, the trains, and the things that they want. Yahweh's got other plans for them, but that's what they think they can do. So we have aided and abetted our enemy, our arch enemy. A lot of people are pointing to the invasion of the brown races and the yellow and all this other stuff, but there's only one race. There's only one demographic that is behind every nefarious dealing, every nefarious plan, every nefarious act that's going on today. And that's these people who call themselves Jews. Now, is that the proper term for them? Not really, because the word Jew has only existed for about 200 years, and it's a misnomer. But it's the word they chose for themselves. So since they identify with that word, then we'll go with it, even though it's a misnomer. It comes from the Greek word eudaios. And eudaios did not mean these people called Jews. It meant us from the tribe of Judah or somebody living in the land of Judea, the land where our tribe, Judah, lived at one time. But when we left in the captivity, it became known as Judea. So the old land of the Jehudites, meaning our people, tribe of Judah. Slight change from Judah to Judea. But when it was Judah, our people lived there. Our people governed it. Our people ran it. Our people protected it. So it was the land of Judah. When we left, other people came in, including these Esau Edomites, these Canaanites. And so all the mixed multitude together was called Judeans. And that same word, eudaios, is now in your Bibles translated as the word Jew. So you have to know what the context is, or you have no idea what it's talking about. Every person, if they really cared about integrity, honesty, correct translation, would take a pen and scratch out the word Jew and replace it with a Jehudite or tribe of Judah or Judean, which is what it should be. And then it would clear up a lot of the lies and deceptions that have our people completely mesmerized and worshiping these people called Jews as if they're God's chosen people, when Christ himself said they are of their father, the devil. They are liars, thieves, and murderers from the beginning. That's your Messiah said that. But then again, you don't read the book. Most of the white people out there, they don't even own one. They certainly don't read it. And the few that go to that whitewashed sepulcher, they listen to that prostitute tell them fables and doctrines of devils. And they come out of the church thinking they actually heard the word of God. Nothing could be further from the truth. And of course, the worst of the whitewashed sepulchers are the Roman Catholic churches, if you want to even call them churches. They're just synagogues of Satan, all of them. Synagogue, by the way, is a Greek word for a gathering place. Synagoge, a gathering place. The Jews hung on to the word and applied it to their temples and called them synagogues. But any meeting place of the people could be called a synagogue. Excuse me. In usage today, though, everybody understands you're talking about a Jewish synagogue. But again, I digress. Now, one of the other ones I wanted to go to here real quick is in Ecclesiastes chapter 1, And at verse 18, that was sent to me by one of my emailers, and I thought it was very apropos for what's going on today. Ecclesiastes 1, verse 18, because in much wisdom is much grief, and increase of knowledge or truth is increase of sorrow. Simple words, not many, but they say a lot. In much wisdom is much grief, increase of knowledge is increase of sorrow. As you become awake, as your brain starts to function again, as you shake the dust off your head and you shake the images created by the beast through the flat screens, and you start realizing what's going on around you, it's disconcerting. So much so that the lady in Australia, again, parked her car in the middle of the intersection, got out and set herself on fire. Now, there's other things happening that are bizarre and sick and demented, but these are indications of just how dystopic the world has become. And again, Max, even though he got angry, as he said, I'm not promoting violence. I'm promoting violence against those who have already committed violence against us. In other words, it's self-defense. When your governments and medical institutions and corporations have declared your life to be of no value, who are making these totalitarian rules and regulations at the risk of your life and your liberty, you have become basically chattel slaves on the plantation. That's all you are. Okay? You have no more liberty. You have no more freedom. It's gone. It's vanished. That's why we tried to tell you 2 years ago when this nonsense first started talk, they started talking about it and putting it into action. You're never going to go back to what you thought was normal. Never. We've been saying that for 2 years. If you don't believe me that the people that listen to this show have some sense and have some prophetic abilities, go back and listen to our shows in September of 2001, when the Twin Towers came down. We talked about what was going on. And as Matt up in Minnesota told me, when he first became a listener, he went back and checked some of the archived shows from back then, and he sent me a note, and he said, Dan, you guys were right on the money. Just like we were right on the money 2 years ago when we said Fauci and Burks and all the rest of them are lying pieces of shit. Yeah, exactly what we said. Who in his right mind would believe anything coming out of their mouths? And then the orange Jew Trump parades that sack of manure out in front of the cameras as if he's some kind of an expert. Folks, government, I don't care if it's Republican or Democrat. I don't care if it's independent. I don't care what it calls itself. Government, control of your mental processes, controlling how you think, controlling the way you react, controlling, controlling, controlling. The Bible says you have one who has the government on his shoulders. Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, he's the only one that is our government. He's the only rightful king. He's the only law giver because he is Yahweh in a flesh body. So when Isaiah in chapter 33 said that he is our lawgiver, he's our judge, and he's our king, all three branches of government in that one entity. We don't need legislatures or anything else to create law. We have the law book. We don't need them to second guess what our ancestors believed or what God meant, as they do today. Just like they're trying to dismantle our protections within the Constitution, such as the Second Amendment, by changing the definitions or saying, well, this is what they meant. That's bullshit. We know exactly what it meant. I have a right to be armed. and I will be armed, with or without their permission. I will defend myself, with or without their permission. If they try to do harm to me or my family, I will defend them, with or without their permission. I don't need my servants' permission to obey my God. Who in his right mind thinks that way? I need my servants' permission to obey my master? And you wonder why Father has turned his back on us? You wonder why this nonsense is going on? Again, I will send a strong delusion so that they believe a lie because they no longer love the truth. In a nutshell, that's what's wrong with our people. You see, we talk about what the Jews are up to, and they are up to all this stuff. They are masters of deception and intrigue and wrongdoing. Just look at the history of the Jew. Read Andrew Carrington Hitchcock's book, Synagogue of Satan, if you want a good rundown of what all the nefarious things they've done in the centuries they've been on this earth. They have a long history of being bad actors. Long, 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 long history. But they could not get away with what they're doing without the acquiescence of the white race, particularly the white men. Now, a lot of people say, well, Dan, why don't you include the women? Because, ladies, this world is effed up today partially because of you all. Because you fell into the siren song of liberty and empowerment called feminism. And you turned against the men. Not all of you, obviously, but quite a few. And so you've now become part of the problem because you have abandoned your traditional roles. You've abandoned supporting the men and allowing them to be the leaders that our Heavenly Father created them to be. So you're part of the problem. Now, another part of the problem is most of the men out there, and I've traveled quite a bit in my 68 years, so I've got to meet quite a few ladies and gentlemen all over this United States. And the sad fact is there's not a whole lot of men left. We've bred them out of existence. We've brainwashed them out of existence. We took little boys that probably would have grown up to be men and basically denuded them mentally through schools, social media, television, feminist mothers, cucks and soy boy fathers, so that the boys don't really have very much of a leadership to look at and say, well, there's what I should do to be a man. And so there aren't many around. Men, as one guy put on one of the platforms here, men are going to be very soon the new Bitcoin. They're going to be the thing that is sought after and has intrinsic value because the rest of the world is devoid of masculinity. You know, it's kind of interesting. Word studies and language studies are kind of cool. And having good friends, as John from near Miami down here in Florida, he's a Greek fellow, and he will often coach me on the meanings and sometimes the esoteric meanings of Greek words. And we talked about the fact that the verses, especially in I think it's in 2 Thessalonians, where it talks about the condition of men at the end of the age, which is pretty pitiful, excuse me. But he was talking about where it says that the they would creep in unawares for weak-willed women and basically get them to pander to the lusts of the flesh, so to speak. The Greek word used there and translated as women is not completely accurate. In Koine Greek, which is the common Greek or street Greek of that period of time, in that day and age, that word was translated women, actually referred to women and effeminate men. So when he first told me about that many years ago, it caused me to pay attention to the societal changes that were going on, and it fit like a glove what we see happening to our society, especially the white race, where real men are the target. They don't want real men, especially white men, anywhere near leadership, heads of any kind of major corporations, military, government, etc. They don't want them anywhere near there. And they're doing everything they can to convince the rest of the people and the ladies that toxic masculinity is a problem. Now, as P. Peter said, everything's going wrong just right. They are causing biblical prophecy to come alive right before us. And the fact that our people are not run-of-the-mill people. Our people are supposed to stand out. We are supposed to be, quote, misfits to what's going on in the world around us. That is quite appropriate. So while the world is trying to say that masculine white men are out of place, not needed, an anathema to this progressive society we live in, the truth of the matter is we are very much needed today, especially. We're very much needed. The bad part for you ladies is there's not going to be very many of us left. And I say that because so many of the women out there have this notion that our job is to cater to you all. In other words, Yahweh put man here to kiss the rear end on women and to make them happy, provide them the things that make them happy. That's where that saying, happy wife, happy life. Really? What about happy husband? Last time I checked, it was Adam that was put here, not Eve. And then, as an afterthought, Adam came along. It's quite the opposite. Adam was put here, given the tools to administer Yahweh's law on this earth. And then Eve came along, and with Eve came children. It wasn't the other way around. So everything today is upside down. So the reason I'm saying that is because a lot of ladies have come to believe that a man is their possession. Soy boys might be your possession, but not lions. That's not going to happen. And I'm only saying that just to give a warning out there for the ladies that fall into that trap. You're going to have a rude awakening in the very near future. And again, you don't have to believe me, I really don't care. My job is just to tell you what I see coming, as it's either given to me or as I deduce it from what I see in the world around me. But that is where we're headed. So you're going to have a choice either of sharing the men or being without a man. Unless you find the rare individual that wants to be singular and has no desire to do his duty to care for, protect, and be the head of household for other women. Because there's going to be a lot of ladies who do not have coverture of a man. We're headed there. You can go to the verse that says, and in that day seven women will take hold of one man and ask him to take away their reproach, and that they will provide basically their own clothing, their own furnishings, and their own money. Basically, we'll come with our own dowry, but just take away our reproach. What reproach are they talking about? The reproach of a woman with no man to cover them. In the day, our ancestors considered that a curse or a sign of something's wrong with her. If no man will bring her into his household, there's something wrong with her. And that is a reproach. So again, you don't have to live that lifestyle. I'm simply telling you, you're going to see a lot more of it. That's all. It's going to happen. Just like 2 years ago, who would have thought half the people would run around with a dirty, germ-filled diaper on their face? And yet, we still have retards running around with diapers on their faces. With all of the information that's out there that, A, they don't work, B, they're not being used properly, C, they're not manufactured properly, and D, the very organizations that people think are trustworthy have said that they're ineffectual, and yet people are still doing it. Who would have thought in this day and age, with so much information and education available, people could be that stupid? But they are. You see them every single day, driving down the road alone in a car with a diaper on their face. Mental retardation is what that is. Or like that video of that woman that went berserk on a plane because she didn't want to sit next to a guy that was not vaccinated. A Karen. A mentally retarded woman who doesn't know her ass from a hole in the ground is what that is. The information's out there. Credible doctors, epidemiologists, virologists, all over the place with information about what's really going on. But do the people care? Just like the lady in Australia said, why stick around? These people don't give a damn about the truth, and they don't want to get involved. And that's where Max, in his tirade today, was right on the money. He said it's time these sons of bitches hang. How many days and how many years have we talked about that? We keep pissing and moaning about the condition of the world, but we're not willing to do what Yahweh said has to be done in order to make a change. Mao Zedong, the Chinese Bolshevik communist, said it. All political power comes from the barrel of a rifle. Okay, the Jew doesn't mind telling you the truth. He knows that you haven't got enough intestinal fortitude to do anything about it because he's run a terror campaign, a misinformation campaign to keep you basically like Pavlov's dogs. We've talked about that on the show many times. I hope people have actually researched that. Because in Pavlov's experiment, I know when I was in high school, they talked about it. But they did not say the third part. They talked about the dog when the stimuli was given and the dog was given its meal. That stimuli would cause the dog to be happy and wag its tail, even if the meal was not present. Conversely, when the other stimuli was given and the dog was beaten with a pole or a club, after a while, the man could walk in and not have the club with him, but he would give the stimuli, which was either a light or a whistle or whatever, and the dog would shudder and shake and hide. But the third part of the experiment is rarely talked about. What happened when both stimuli are given at the same time? meaning the positive stimuli, the good guy on the boob tube giving you positive information. Oh, the good guys, the white hats, QAnon, Trump's a great guy, make America great. And you're also given the CNN version of you whiteies are the problem. You've put down the dark races, and you need to die. And Maxine Waters thinks you all need to be rounded up, and we're going to have internment camps and COVID camps. And what happens to the poor dog when both stimuli are applied at the same time? If you want to know the answer to that, look out your window at the white race on the streets of America and virtually every other white nation, but we're here now, so we'll talk about the United States. Take a look, because you're part of that crowd. You've been given both stimuli through the media for a long time, so much so that you are now doing exactly as Pavlov's dogs. When he applied both stimuli, the dog just stood there. It didn't wag its tail. It didn't run and hide. It didn't salivate for its meal. It simply was terrorized and froze in its tracks. Didn't move to the left, to the right, didn't move, didn't do anything. That's the white race today. Pavlovian dogs sit there crying the blues about how the world is going to hell, but all they can do is say, what can we do about it? Well, the answer is you can do anything you want about it, if you have the courage. We are his sons and daughters. We were given the authority to implement his law. We have people who have violated one of the major laws of do not commit murder. We have another law that says do not kidnap. Do not harm a child through pedophilia. Do not rape male or female. All of those are crimes that require the death penalty. Every single one of them. Now, I don't know about you folks, but can you think of a few names of people who have violated that rule? They've raped, kidnapped. And by the way, you military and police officers out there, when you take somebody into custody unlawfully, that's kidnapping. I'm sure your captain and your officers aren't going to tell you that. But let me clue you in. The unlawful arrest and detaining of a person is the same thing as committing kidnapping under the color of law. No difference. And here's another thing, too. Even when people are taken into custody correctly, what does the word custody mean? If I have custody of my children, what does that mean? That means I am responsible for their health and their safety. So when police or military take somebody into custody, who's responsible if something happens to that person while they're under or in their custody? Let's say they get beat up in the jail or in the exercise yard. Let's say they are beaten to death. Who's responsible for that person's death? That's murder. It's not just the inmates who killed them. If they're in that jail, they're under the warden and the corrections officer's custody. They're responsible for anything that goes wrong. And I would say the warden would be the first one to be held responsible. If there's a murder, a rape, a kidnapping, or any of the other abuses that require the death penalty, the warden should be put on trial for murder or rape or whatever. The corrections officers on duty that day should also accompany her to the witness stand and be tried for the same thing. Same thing in a court. If the judge, if a lawyer, if a witness on the stand lies in a murder case, in a kidnapping case, in a rape case, in a pedophilia case, those people have committed perjury in a capital crime case. The Bible says that they are to be executed. Now, if we followed Yahweh's law, how long do you think this world would look as shitty as it does right now? I'm going to tell you something here tonight. If we men would stop fighting and backstabbing one another and actually form a righteous army and implement God's law, this world would change overnight. Because these criminals are gutless pieces of crap. They do what they do because there is no accountability. They have woven Zionist protections around all of the criminals. Why do you think the death penalty was done away with? Because Jews actually care about the convicted? No. It's because they know that they themselves are going to commit many crimes that would require the death penalty, and they don't want to die. So they convinced you that it was cruel and unusual. Even though your heavenly Father, the Creator, told you that that's exactly what you do to these people, you worshiped the created and turned your back on the Creator. And now you're living in a cesspool where wicked and evil criminals walk free and innocent men, women, and children are prosecuted, persecuted, jailed, and sometimes even die at the hands of criminals in and out of government, in and out of police forces, in and out of military units. See, Americans are naive as hell. They grew up with television thinking that anybody in a uniform with a badge or a military uniform or calling themselves judge or lawyer or warden or some other bureaucratic title, that they must be good, honorable people. And they wouldn't lie. And I know the older generation believed that way because my mother and father did. They also believed that television was free and open and competitive and was reporting the truth. They actually believed that. Nothing could be further from the truth. So Max has signaled the fact that we have reached the point where this thing could go hot at any time. When good men have reached the point where they are willing to make a video and publicly state what every single thinking man that has any balls left has been thinking for a long time, when are the wicked going to start paying for what they're doing? When? What's it take? When are we going to hold our public servants accountable for their lies, deceptions, theft, murder, rape, pedophilia, organ harvesting, sex slave trading? When? Do you think the government is going to fix itself? You've never heard of that old thing about the wolf guarding the hen house? or the fox guarding the hen house? You would put a fox in charge? I grew up on a farm. I'm going to tell you what you would have left of your chickens the next day if you let a fox in there. You won't have any chickens left. Okay? Asking government to fix itself. Really? They created all the problems we got, including all the acts of terrorism. Every one of them is a false flag. Every act of terrorism in your lifetime has been committed by government, whether it's this government or another government, but it's a government. It wasn't a band of, quote, terrorists or some group trying to conquer the world or having some extortion plan. Every act of terror, and I believe every plane hijacking, was a staged event. Every one of them. Because that's how they get to manipulate you, through fear. One of the quotes that I have in my document is the gentleman's quote that the way every government controls is through fear. False evidence appearing real. F-E-A-R. False evidence appearing real. I saw a good report came out today about the surveillance state by John Whitehead and his wife, Nisha. Unbelievable, the things that they're doing to track us, trace us. And if you cave into this injection, you're going to be tracked to the point it's... there's no way to even describe it. Why anybody would voluntarily submit to this New World Order, Mark of the Beast system, I just don't get it. What is it worth? When you have no soul, you have no destiny, you've given up all of your human rights and freedoms to this cabal of misfits and psychopaths, and somehow you think this has a happy ending. How the hell does it have a happy ending? I got news for you. It doesn't. It just keeps getting worse and worse and worse. What we're witnessing is a Marxist, Zionist, communist takeover of the world, hiding behind a fake, phony medical emergency. There is no medical emergency except in your mind. And you know how you can prove that? Turn off your goddamn television and the pandemic disappears. Because there was never one to begin with. I've got relatives that are nurses, doctors. They work in hospitals. I got friends. Three friends went to major cities of the United States back in 2020, March of 2020, April of 2020. One was in Detroit, one was in New York. I think the other one was Philadelphia. And all three of them went to the major hospitals in those three cities, and not a damn thing was going on. So in the height of this stupidity, all you had to do is ask any of your friends and relatives if they're honest, and they would have told you it's bullshit. And today, even, they'll tell you it's bullshit. My daughter's a nurse. She said by the third day, I knew it was total bullshit. I got a niece that works for a medical institution. She knows it's total bullshit. So do all of her friends. So does all the staff. But some of them go along because they're threatened. You'll not get any promotions. You won't get any bonuses. Or you might get even fired if you don't go along. It's amazing to me how cheaply the white race can be bought. I know it's difficult for some people to resist. But I never, never would have thought that we would have given up and acquiesced for so little. And again, I'm not going to blow my own horn here, but in March of 2020, when I was in Virginia, I was out of town helping my brother when this thing all came down. And I said, this is bullshit. And people were still going along as if it was real. And I said, well, wait a minute. Did you read the mandates? And this was the Jew Newsom, or Northam in Virginia, another Zionist kike governor. And he was saying this and that, and they had it on a website. They had the mandate and everything. I said, did you read the mandate? First of all, a mandate is not a law. That's too much for some people to even comprehend. They just can't do it. Their brains don't work. But a mandate's just a mandate. It's like an executive order. It's not law. It only applies to the people that actually work for the governor or the president in the executive office. That's all. That's all an executive order is for. It has nothing to do with you and me. Not a thing. Same thing with a mandate. It's not a law. But even if it did have some validity, I said, did you read it? Well, no, Dan, why? Because there's exemptions from these rules. Did you read them? Well, no. Well, right there it says if you have an underlying condition, one of which is mental anxiety from the wearing of it. It said right in the mandate. If it bothers you putting it on, how many of our people used it? Almost none. It reminds me of the natural health information that's out there, homeopathics and naturopathic remedies. I've been studying them for over 30 years now. How simple they are, how logical they are, how effective they are with no side effects, virtually none. And yet, when somebody's not feeling well, they run to the witch doctor, called an MD, and get a pharmaceutical prescribed with all kinds of side effects, including organ failure and death. And yet they will choose the witch doctor's pharmaceutical over our Creator's natural herbs, fruits, and vegetables. Isn't it amazing? I shake my head. I can't believe the world around me. I can't believe how many people think that this dystopia is okay, let alone wanting to take a stand and fight to reverse this. They actually think it's okay. And here's the sad part, folks. Your giving into this is not going to make this end in a pretty way. I'm sorry, it's not. I wish I could tell you the other way around, but your acquiescence and going along with all this bullshit, you think it's going to buy you time? You think somehow they're going to be kind to you because you went along with it? You haven't studied what the Bolsheviks do. I have. That's why I fight them tooth and nail, because I know where this is going. All you got to do is go watch that movie Hellstorm, or go read Alexander Solzhenitsyn's book Gulag Archipelago, or go read his other quintessential book called 200 Years With Us, meaning the 200 years of the history of the Jew in the Russian Empire and what they did to the Russian people. And there's many other historians that will tell you what these monsters do. So if you think it's going to end well because you went and got jabbed, or you're going to acquiesce and get the passport, or you're going to put it on your cell phone, it's all social conditioning, much like they've been doing to the Chinese people. And I feel sorry for the Chinese people. If it were up to me, I would organize an army of righteous warriors here in this country, and we'd start going, well, first of all, we'd kick all of these Bolshevik assholes out of the United States. We'd either shoot them on sight or make sure they vacate the land immediately. So once we got America straightened out, which would not take very long, then we would take volunteers and we would form military units commanded by the best of our men, morally upright men, much like a Douglas MacArthur or a George Patton. And we would send these military units. We would go to China, Korea, Vietnam, Cuba. Anywhere we can find these Bolsheviks, these murderers, these child molesters, organ harvesters, human traffickers. Everywhere we find them, we would kill them on sight. And then turn the countries back over to the people. I know there's people in China that don't like what's going on there. Do you think they would invite an army of righteous men into their land to help them get rid of these communist bastards? You're damn straight they would. Just like the good Korean people and the good Vietnamese people and the good Cuban people. They've been mistreated by our so-called governments. They've been lied to, and they've had treason committed against them, like the Bay of Pigs for the Cubans, because they believed our governments were actually going to help them when they weren't. They were under Zionist control even then, and the Zionists are the communists. So once you get rid of them in your country and you take back control of your country, all you got to do is form this volunteer army up and you go into these lands and you eliminate the communists everywhere you find them. Show them no mercy and turn those beautiful lands back to the people that should be running in. So that this world could become what Yahweh intended it to from the beginning. But it went dark. Man turned against the Creator. And the Adamic men who were put here to keep order fell into chasing after the works of the flesh, which are Antichrist tormentors love when you do that. So the corollary, obviously, is for our men to repent, learn how to be lions again, forsake the communist ploys and threats, and be willing to be harmed or even die in the cause of righteous justice on this earth. Radamanthine men is what we need. Remember that word? We used it many, many times. Radamanthine is a Greek word. Amazing how many words we get from Greek, huh? Radamanthine means somebody who is strictly and uncompromisingly just. Angel sent in one here. She says that in the Old Testament, Yahweh commanded certain people were to be totally destroyed, meaning the ultimately wicked and evil that became the Bolsheviks. But the Israelites, meaning the white men, did not obey. And so we have to finish the job today. Yeah, our ancestors didn't do what they were told to do. And now we, their progeny, have it falling on our shoulders. If we care about what our children and grandchildren are going to have to live under. If we care, man. If you don't care, well, then just go back to sleep and go back to your day-to-day job. And it'll continue to spiral downward. It's on an accelerated pace right now. Just look what's happening in Australia, New Zealand, Austria. I mean, it is unbelievable. Canada, even. Okay? Right across the border. So if you think what's going on with the Chinese and these other countries is not going to come to America, you are dumber than a box of rocks. You really are. Now, for, you know, some people would say, well, Dan, then are you going to get your rifle tonight and go out and do something? Well, no. I'm not telling anybody to do that. I'm talking about us collectively as men. Are we ready for Yahweh to blow the trumpet? Have you personally got down on your knees and cried out to the Father and repented of our lack of due diligence? Our lack of courage? Have you cried out to him and said, I'm ready to do whatever it is you want done? How many of our men have done that? I think that's what he's waiting for. It's not what the evil are doing so much as it's, what are my guys doing? Have they repented? Have they looked inwardly at the dross and the evil within themselves that needs to be purged out so that you can become the righteous warriors that he's looking for? He doesn't want wicked people in his army. He wants righteous. That does not mean perfect, by the way. If only perfect guys could be in the army, we would never have an army. It does not mean that. Righteousness is equated with faith. Faith. How many men have the faith in themselves? The faith in their brothers? The faith in their Father above? Not your earthly father. A whole lot of us have had fathers that aren't worth a hill of beans on this earth. Many, many people have. He's not talking about your earthly father. He's talking about your heavenly Father. The only one who truly loves you like no other. The only one. How many of you have committed yourself to the battle, even unto death? Now, that being said, I've told many people, yeah, it could cost us our lives to fight this regime, this wickedness. It's true, it could. However, I like to think of it as us kicking their ass, and I like to think that we're the Gideon folks, that if we can get this right, we're going to go into this battle, and every single one of us is going to come home afterwards. Every single one of us. Just like Gideon. We've had enough of our people spill their blood in these endless wars and machinations of these creatures that walk amongst us. What we need is for them to start paying the price for what they're doing. We've got enough innocent blood spilt into the ground on this earth. It's screaming out for vengeance. And yet, here we sit. The Father is waiting for the men to become His true sons and be ready to go do what we have to do. And to be quite frank, once we start the purge, things are going to change very quickly. Very quickly. This tremendous dark energy and evil that we find ourselves in is only that way because we have not even showed up for the game yet. We haven't even put an army on the battlefield yet. We've been on the run, and the enemy is running us down and killing us, literally killing our people and our children. When this turns and a righteous army takes to the field, things are going to change in a hurry. Now, you might say, well, why do you say that, Dan? Because there are many fence setters amongst our people. That goes way back to the Israelites of old. And there are many times, even in the Bible, when the Israelites were hesitant about joining the battle until acts of courage, such as King David, were performed before them and somewhat shamed them to get off their ass and get involved. So at some point in the near future, Yahweh is going to raise up. I have no idea how big of an army it'll be, but it'll be an army of righteous men. And they're going to go after these people with a vengeance. And that act is going to call people from the mountains, from the cities, from the suburbs, from all over, men anxious to do something to stop this insanity. They're just waiting to see who's got enough courage to lead it. Where are the warriors? Where are the lions? That one meme I have on my Listen Live page says it's not our job to wake up the sheep. It is our job to wake up the lions. We got plenty of sheep. We don't need to worry about sheep. But we do need to wake up the lions, because the lions make a difference. King Richard the Lionhearted. King David was a lion heart. Joshua was a lion heart. Abraham was a lion heart. Isaac and Jacob. We do have examples, but we don't care to study them. Many times in the past, when our children were little, our mothers and fathers would read them stories about David and Goliath and Daniel in the lion's den and all these other stories of brave hearts in our past. They don't do it now. They hold up sports figures and bureaucrats and celebrities and the worst of humanity. I think we got a caller here. Hold on a second.
Hello?
Chris, can you hear me?
Hey, how's it going?
It's going.
Yeah, a couple of interesting points, though, that I've always found interesting about Gideon. So that number, 300, right, is the Hebrew letter Shin, right, which means tooth or the tooth of judgment, which is the penultimate letter of the alphabet, right, followed by Tau, which is the cross, which means mark or contract. But that whole trumpet blast thing, I'm not sure that we have to do anything. I mean, I said this, you know, in 2015, we may be in a Gideon situation where literally all we have to do is step out of the way. But I don't know if you're aware or not, there is a federal injunction as of yesterday against the Biden vaccine mandate.
I heard about it, yeah.
Yeah, it came out of Augusta, Southern District of Georgia. So it's going to be interesting to see if all of these companies are going to try to proceed with this on their own or if they're actually going to cease. But, you know, the longer that this gets drawn out, right, I mean, the better off it is for everyone who is on the right side of it, right?
Right.
Because you're going to keep getting your booster shots, you're eventually going to drop dead, right? And I think the thing that people forget about Gideon is that he never lifted a sword.
Right.
But,
yep.
Yeah,
the
anyway.
The way was given for them to have a great victory, right?
Yeah, and they just stood and shouted. The sword of Yahweh and the sword of Gideon, right? But they never actually lifted a sword, right? God turned the enemy on each other, and they all killed themselves, which is pretty much exactly what's going on right now. I mean, if you look at everybody in the world, it's just, you know, the vial, you know, being poured out on the kingdom of the beast and the kingdom being filled with darkness. I mean, they're all just destroying each other. Everybody in Babylon.
They are doing that.
Hack each other to pieces. Yeah.
Well, our guys might be a cleanup operation. Some of Gideon's men, if I remember right, did give chase to the remnant as they ran off.
Yeah.
So there are things to do. It's just that we're going to have help.
Yeah, I'm facing the vaccine mandate. I mean, as of January 18th, but I work for a private company, but they're a government contractor on some levels.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm playing the legal, you know, cat and mouse game as long as I can with them as possible, and you know the whole Title VII angle, and just for no other reason, even if it's just, you know, it's just interesting, but just to kick the can down the road. The longer that you can outrun this, the more likely it is that the enemy is just going to all kill themselves. I mean, everybody
right.
that I work with has capitulated, right? I mean, to a large extent. I mean, they're all like a bunch of, you know, sodomites and Marxists and you know, they're all going along with this because they think they're going to finally like kill all of the white males with testosterone and live in perpetual Sodom and Gomorrah. I think that's their eschatology. I don't know what else they can be looking forward to really, but, yeah, the longer this goes on, I mean, the sicker they're going to get, right? And I'm already, like, just boots on the ground reconnaissance. I mean, everyone that I work with is getting sick. I mean, half of our staff is probably out sick right now.
Oh, yeah.
A good four or five people.
Yep. We got another caller. Matt's on the line. Welcome to the program, Matt.
Hello, guys. How are you getting on?
I'm getting on. I think
Lovely.
Chris is,
Matt
too.
Matt from Ireland, I hope you can understand what I'm saying. I don't know, the accent might be a little bit thick. I hope not.
Oh, I can understand you.
Perfect. Anyway, I just wanted to chime in on the woman in Australia that set herself aflame and also, I don't know if you covered earlier on, Dan, the man in Germany that killed his wife and his three daughters and then committed suicide as well. It's just horrible. But I suppose what I took away from it is these people are obviously very secular, you know. And I can't help but wonder if they had channeled that energy into the hierarchy, it probably would have turned out better, but obviously atheistic tendencies tend to go inwards instead of outwards, you know.
That's true. Yep, that's true. Well, you're right, because our people I mean, when you read the scriptures, it talks about what faith does for us, okay? And the power, like, you know, we don't have the fear that these others have. We don't have the ease of falling under the spell of the wicked, and we don't fall for their lies and deceptions, etc., because we ground ourselves in truth and honesty, because that's what the Father commands. So these people that decide to live outside of his good graces, they don't have all those tools in their tool chest. And they obviously then can succumb to lies and deceptions more, mental illness more, etc., etc. So I haven't looked into that particular incident to know enough whether that's the possible mental state of that individual or not, but it's a sad thing. I mean, this world is just like completely upside down right now. It reminds me of the Greek passages in the New Testament when it talks about the great shaking at the end of the age. There'd be a great shaking, and those words in the Greek language are talking about just total chaos and upheaval, not just like earthquakes and tsunamis and stuff. It's talking about political unrest and social unrest and racial unrest, that type of thing.
Yeah. God, are we lucky? We're the lucky ones, you know. I unfortunately live here now, like in Ireland here, like the people are, I'm sure you look around in America and it's the exact same. Like, you just look at people and you're just dumbfounded, you know. But it's pretty much the same here. Like, in my house here, I'm with my mother and my stepfather. I'm not living with my dad. And I've got my sister and stepsisters here, but they're all jabbed, all double jabbed. And I'm the only one here, you know what I mean? So it can be quite disheartening, and it's the same with most of my friends. I mean, you know, I use the term friends loosely. I couldn't talk to them about half of the stuff that I actually think, you know.
Right.
But so be it. It is what it is, you know. I mean, the eyes are closed. Yeah, it can be quite disheartening. And it's the same thing here, you know. You look around and you see people walking down the streets on their own with the mask on, or in the car with the mask on, and you go, My goodness, baffling.
I know. It's baffling. Yeah, it makes you want to take and hit your head against the wall, doesn't it?
yeah, that's for sure. And even the few people here that are, I would be inclined to believe that people here in Ireland would be a little bit more in tune with their hereditary, especially in, you know, I mean, with the whole, you know, oh, fuck the Brits and all that, you know what I mean? But even at that, it's just like, you know, I personally have no animosity against the British people, because I understand that it's not quite like that. That's not how the world works, you know. It's usually, there's usually the hidden hand behind it all. But even at that, there's nothing here. Everyone is just, it's just dumb, and everyone watches RTE and just go along to get along, and, you know, whatever.
Wow.
Scandalous. Yeah,
come
crazy. Oh, man,
what's
like, Yila are so lucky over there to be able to bear arms, like, because over here I'm just like, oh, I better get a bit of petrol on the go, do you know what I mean? Bit of petrol and a bit of sugar, and just fucking, and just sit up here in the house and just wait until trouble comes afoot, like, you know.
Mm-hmm. What'd you say, Chris?
Oh, I said come to America. Yeah, I think he heard me. Oh. I think Matt heard me. Yeah.
Did you hear that, Matt?
I did. The old cartoon country, America, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we got our problems, but...
Go ahead, Chris.
I said we got our problems, but at least we have our firearms, and, you know, there's still
a few churches left standing. I got an old bow and arrow here, so that's the best I can do for the time being, you know. An old bow and arrow.
Go ahead, Chris.
I say get a solid knife. It's probably going to be most likely close quarters combat if someone comes to kick in your door anyway.
Yes, I got one of those.
Yeah, I carry an Emerson Karambit. I think they're fantastic. I mean, they've got the wave feature where they just flip out really quick when you put as soon as you pull it out of your pocket, and super sharp.
Yeah, you'd
Well,
be
able to end a
surprised a
fight
lot.
before someone realizes it's even started.
You'd be surprised a lot of the blades here are illegal as well. You know, I got a couple of switch blades and stuff, but yeah, the stuff that you can carry here is very minimal.
Yeah, find a blackthorn and cut a good stick.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, whatever works, whatever works.
Right. Well, one military guy informed me years ago when we got into the discussion of these various things that are happening now, and this was 25 years ago. He said the weapons that you have are not quite as important as your mental and physical conditioning. He said you can have the greatest arsenal, but if you're not a warrior or have the warrior mentality, those weapons aren't going to do you a lot of good. And even if you don't have much in the ways of weapons, but if you have the will to fight and the will to survive, you'd be surprised what you can come up with. So he was just saying that weapons are important, obviously, but sometimes we forget about the fact we have to condition ourselves mentally and physically to be warriors for when the time comes. Because if you don't, even the best of weapons is not going to do you much good. You have to be mentally prepared for that day.
Yeah, you gotta pray for strength until the cows come home, you know.
Yep, till the cows come home. My mom used to say that all the time. Love the accent, Matt. Love the accent.
Yeah, thank you very much. I was born with it.
Yeah. Well, since on my father's side we are Welshmen and Irishmen, and on my mother's side we're Germans. So, you know, we relate to our Celtic kin across the ocean quite a bit.
I'm
That's
sorry you
for
guys
sure.
aren't Scottish. I feel for you.
Well, the Welsh, the Irish, and the Scots pretty much are all from the same people anyway. That's why their languages are so close.
Yeah, I think
Just giving you a hard time.
the Scots only landed like, what was it, 1,000 years or 2,000 years in Scotland after the Irish, I believe.
Well, the last thing I read on it, I thought it was a band of Irish that went to Scotland that sort of mingled with the Picts and became what's known as the Scots today. So, and again, you know, those islands are all fairly close to each other. So the Welsh and Scots and Irish, I think at some point were either related or extremely close cousins to each other.
They're
And
all
again,
Israelites
that's
either
why I
way.
think, huh?
They're all Israelites either way.
Either way, they're all Israelites. We're all kin. That's a
That's for
fact. That's
sure.
right. We're all kinfolk. All right, guys. Well, we're close to the end. Did you any closing comments? I'll start with you, Chris.
Sure, I just had a joke. The Jews are so stupid. This is the part where you say, "How stupid are they?"
How stupid are they?
They're so stupid that they think they can kill all the white men and the Indians will write all the software.
That goes along with what we were talking about. Yep, that's exactly
Yeah,
right.
everybody doesn't understand Revelation 12 and the earth swallowing up the flood, right? I mean, we're the only people that can build something, right? It's the earth in the alchemical sense of being able to grow food, to engineer things, to build, to design, right? We'll always find a way to survive.
Yeah, we will. We will. All right,
Because
Chris,
ultimately,
thanks for
none of the other
calling in,
races
bud.
can survive without us.
Right, well, that's why they're all here. They keep bitching about us being so mean and all this stuff, but they always want to flood into our countries. So they're hypocrites. That's all bullshit. Yahweh bless, bud. Take care.
You too.
Matt, any closing comments?
Yeah, I suppose it's. I came in there about an hour ago and you were just going about Max Eigen and that. I didn't realize he moved off to Mexico, which is a surprise to me. I took a break for a couple of months off of the whole, just everything. I had enough of it over the year and a half. I just said, oh, okay, that's enough now. I don't really care anymore. So that was news to me. Yeah, I suppose I'll close up and I will just say, when rules are for thee but not for me, robe is as cheap as gravity is free. And yeah, bless Dan. Take care of yourself and we'll chat soon.
Oh, very good. Thanks for calling in, Matt. Take care.
Have a good one. Bye bye.
You too. Night night. All right, I think that was Matt's first time calling in, believe it or not. So excellent. Always love hearing from our kin across the ocean, just like Michael over there in Sweden and Michael Walsh in Spain. Even though he's an Irishman, he's living in Spain now. I think he said for the weather. But Max Eigen left Australia because of safety issues. As far as I know, he sort of had to get out because they were going to come after him because he's so outspoken about the insanity of what's going over in his homeland, Australia. And it's happening everywhere. So people just, again, if you think this stuff's all going to go away somehow magically or whatever, no, it's not. So get prayed up, get prepared. Again, as Chris said, we don't know that we're actually going to have to do any of the, quote, fighting hand-to-hand or whatever. That is up to the Father. But as General Patton, and I believe MacArthur said the same thing, but, you know, a good soldier prays for peace but prepares for war. And that's all we're talking about, is we are commanded to always be prepared for war, us men, always. And for those of us that have family members, our wives and children are also supposed to know the ways of war and the weapons of war. It's not just the men, it's the whole family. Because you never know. It may come down to where the whole family has to fight under certain conditions. So that's just the way it is. And I always talk about what I learned clear back when I was 10 years old. I did a book report about Switzerland, and I had to get up in front of the class and give my report, and they were amazed when I told them that I had found out that in Switzerland, every male must enter the military. That's the way they do it. Every male, when he becomes of age, enters the military for 3 years, I think it is. Now, here's what they do differently, though. When the men of Switzerland leave the military after 3 years of service, some of them stay, but a lot of them get out. When they go home with their weapons. They are given free ammunition for life so that they can practice often with their weapons and be proficient. And they are even given a discount if they buy a four-wheel drive vehicle and they sign a paper that says, in time of war, the government can use that vehicle for the defense of the country, then they get a 40% gift from the government to buy the vehicle. Now, the interesting thing is that Switzerland has never been at war. Never been at war. So the odds of them needing your four-wheel drive automobile is pretty remote. So you get a 40% discount on the purchase of a four-wheel drive vehicle. The point I'm trying to make is the entire male population of Switzerland practices the biblical concept of the entire male population as part of your militia, your real army, not the government goons, but the people's army. And so anybody invading Switzerland will literally have to fight from house to house to house to house. And anybody in the military will tell you that trying to go into a foreign country where every single home has at least one soldier in it with weapons and ammunition of military grade is one hell of a job. Okay? Just saying. So, interesting little tidbit. Dear Heavenly Father Yahweh, we give you the praise, the glory, and honor. We thank you for this opportunity to share with our brethren. We thank you for those that have called in and joined us tonight. We pray that the information presented here will reach the ears of those that are meant to hear it. We also ask that your Holy Spirit would be upon all of us as we walk amongst these zombies that we have in this dystopic world. Give us the strength to stay above it. Give us the strength to resist, the strength to look past the lies and deceptions, the strength to trust in you and your ways versus the ways of the world, which do not work. So we do thank you for calling us out from amongst the majority of people. That's what ecclesia in the Greek means, the called out ones. So we are your saints, your called out ones, your children, to whatever end that you have us do or be in this world. We just thank you for that honor. And we pray for our brethren to wake up and to repent and be open to your leading of the Spirit in the future. And again, we just pray that you would come soon, set up your kingdom, take the throne that only you have the right to sit upon and judge us, and get rid of this wicked, evil stench that has engulfed this world and turned it into the hellhole it is. And whatever part you want us to play, we stand ready, willing, and able. And to that end, and for your kingdom and your glory, we do dedicate ourselves. And in the meantime, we ask that for each and every one of us, you would protect us from our enemies. We ask this in Yahweh's precious name. Hallelujah.